Maggie Marquez and Jesse Silva grew up in the desert town of Marfa, Texas, in the 1950s. At the time, Marfa's schools were segregated. Latino children were sent to Blackwell Elementary School, and for many of them, Spanish was their first language. Maggie and Jesse were students at Blackwell. They came to StoryCorps to remember the day their school banned students from speaking Spanish, in a ceremony called The Burial of Mr. Spanish.
I walked into the room, and the teacher, she said for us to get a piece of paper and write down, I will not speak Spanish in school. So I wrote down on a piece of paper, folded it up, and gave it to her. All the teachers, they had a little cigar box and put the kids' little papers in there. And we all marched out to where the flagpole was.
The whole school was there, and they already had this hole dug.
Yes, and then they put the box in there and covered it up.
We had gone to family funerals before, so we understood that there was a funeral going on, but we didn't know why, and everybody was very quiet when they buried Mr. Spanish.
They told us to go back to the classes, and we were not supposed to speak Spanish at all. So I told my friends, nadie me va a parar que yo no hable el español. Nobody's going to stop me from speaking Spanish. And I didn't know the teacher was right behind me. And the teacher took me to the principal.
And what happened there?
He swung that paddle, and I got 3 leaks.
Wow.
It was my first time, and I was hurting, so I ran home. I didn't go to school for 3 days. I had big bruises. My dad, he wasn't happy because they were not supposed to have hit me. But he told me I needed to go back to school and I needed to follow the instructions.
Our parents always supported the teachers.
Yes.
And I remember my dad said, if you're in school, you just be obedient. Don't stir the waters. But I felt a loss. I felt like something was being ripped away from me. And I was only 6, yet I understood that something's wrong here.
I wanted to ask questions, but I just kept quiet. But now, as I have grown older, if I see something that is not right, I'm going to speak.
It was part of the past, but you learn things through the past.